You are listening to a recording from a series of question and answer conversations with Community Living Branch staff. We discuss the shifts in community staff are seeing as we all begin to journey outside our homes and comfort zones amid lifting pandemic mandates. We hope you enjoy this Q&A, which is also available in text. What are the dynamics that you're noticing in community as we come out of mandates?
I think it's like easy to say and like easy for us to notice because we're in community a lot that people are feeling like a lot more hopeful and positive. Like we're seeing a lot of activity and like we're really seeing like a shift in energy. I would say for me, like the shift in energy is resonating the most. Just seeing the way that people are more excited. They're obviously we're seeing more people out of community. Not as many Zoom meetings, more in-person exchanges. And like for the most part, the people that we talk to are just super excited to be able to be around people again, to be able to connect, to have more open. So yeah, I would say a big shift in energy, definitely in a positive direction.
That's great. And what are you seeing that you'd like to see more of?
I would definitely like to see more people taking little risks. I think people stepping out of their comfort zone maybe and like really showing up is awesome. I think we were missing so much during the pandemic and it's going to be hard for people to like come out and trust again. But I think that I would like to see people really like taking those risks, like seeing something that they want to join or be a part of and actually like going and doing it, or like noticing something that's missing in their community and being like, wow, like we could really use this, or we could like, this would be really beneficial, and like making those steps. So I think if there's anything that I would like to see more in community, it would definitely be more people trusting themselves and trusting each other and like taking those little steps or big steps, whatever.
What are some of the next steps you think you could we could use to move in that direction?
I think it can be like really easy little steps. Again, like I think it can be as simple as people just like coming out and like showing up. Like the people that even just come to like these little like chats that we have or these little coffee get-togethers and stuff. Like it takes a lot, honestly, to come out after being in a pandemic for a long time. And every time that somebody comes to one of our events or like our groups that's like new, it's like always super admirable to me because I know like it's a hard step. Like people are really in their comfort zones right now. And like, I think the only thing that we can ask for people to do is really just like trust the community and trust the people around you and like take those chances and come out, show up. I think a big part of it is like learning to trust and then like learning to listen to other people again and to like kind of understand that everyone's been like having this hard time and like we all want to get back to like this community engagement piece. So yeah, I think it can be as easy as like listening to other people and like listening to yourself, as well as like just coming out and like trying to show up for yourself and the people around you.
Absolutely. What do you think it would take for those steps to be as wonderfully successful as possible?
I think again, like it's for them to be the most successful, it's got to be like a lot of trust. And I'm not just saying like trust in like people you don't know or like trust people that you do know, but like trust in yourself and like what you want and having faith in like the ideas that you have or faith in like knowing what you want or what you need or what you've been missing. I also think that there's a big support component to that too, because you can do so much by yourself, but also like we have to all try and be there like for each other, especially like if we're trying to create this community and like the sense of belonging. Like there's a big component of support there and like being there for other people and understanding other people and like listening to what other people have been going through. So that's what I would say. It's like definitely Yeah, that's good. That's good there.
Great. If that were to happen, what do you feel would be possible?
I think mending this missing piece that like we've all been missing since like the pandemic started. I think the best thing that could come out of this is rebuilding and like revitalizing that sense of belonging, and not just for like on a larger scale, but also like on a personal scale, because people were really missing that community engagement piece and people were really becoming isolated and lonely. And we've seen that, and we've heard like that people really were suffering. Like, and so I think the best thing that could come out of that, or out of this happening now, is that people are able to rebuild like their own sense of belonging in the community or help others rebuild theirs. But yeah, that's what I would think is the best outcome for sure.
Awesome. And one more just for fun. What, if anything, have you not said that you'd like to say?
Again, I just like to say like how appreciative that I am of like the people that do come out and like do show up, and that I know that it takes like a lot of trust, and that it takes like a big leap of faith, honestly. But I think it's so beneficial for people to have that component and that connection to the community. And I think some people just don't even know yet. Like, they don't know what really is in store for them when they make that connection. And I really just encourage people to like come out, take that chance. Like, if you see something that you've been thinking about doing, like, do it, go and do it. And yeah, that's my last piece.